Welcome to another episode of Courageous Exchanges. This is Joy. Alex is not here right now, and I did not think to get a sound bite of her saying her name. I guess I could have stolen it from another episode. Anyway, we're going to get back into part two of our episode with Yemi Membe Noen. Please remember to like, subscribe, comment, and share this podcast with others. Hope you enjoy the rest.
We are getting old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or old.
There are men doing that, and that there have are. Women in their lives. There are plenty
yes.
of them.
Yes.
I don't mind having like retiring. Chris does all the work. Like, no. That's a dream. Like, just stay home, dad. Sign me up. But until then, we both got to push the ball up the hill.
Yeah. Right?
And we got to.
Yeah, you can't. I feel like you can't have somebody on your back and you're pushing the ball up the hill.
Yeah.
You're pushing the ball. You're carrying them and all the other shit that you come with and they come with.
Some people like that.
Some people do like that. Like you said, it's a project, I think. And the older I get, Darnell and I were having this conversation.
Yeah.
The older I get, the less I want.
Yeah.
Excess stuff.
Yes.
Like stress or conversations, or, you know, all that other shit or. Yeah.
You know what you want now. You know, you have clarity because you've had experiences of like, oh, I've been there, done that. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
Whenever I think about like couples that may have that dynamic, I always wonder if it's a control thing. Like,
I think it is.
Yeah. Like if you're with someone that doesn't have vision, who is kind of complacent, doesn't have resources, you know, is kind of just there and you're trying to figure out like, what are you doing with this person? In my mind, I always wonder. Is there a control dynamic here where you're not threatened? Like, you're not threatened. You have full control. You don't ever have that moment of conflict or that moment of conversation where, like, you might be wrong and you have to apologize or you need to shift your behavior or you need to reflect. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not happening if you've chosen to be in certain sorts of.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And I feel like that's a whole.
That's dangerous. Yeah, like, don't. Yeah. Yeah, don't control
somebody.
'Cause
you could lose yourself in that. But one of the things I really love about you, Chris, your relationship is that you both, like, you guys are a married couple.
Yes.
But you also have your own lives. You have your own friends. You do your own things. You still go on guy trips.
Yes.
a big thing, and I told Alex this afterwards, because I was like, this is so weird, but... You had come to Atlanta to visit.
Yes.
And so many of my married friends were like, your wife let you come to visit Joy? And so we were like, let is a... You kept saying like, let?
Yeah.
Let? Yeah. Did she let me? And so...
No, it was the other way.
Let her?
Yes, I let her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you let her come to... It was the concert.
Because she had come to Beyonce. Yes. And because they were like, you didn't come then?
No, I was like no. I was home with the baby. They were like, you let her go. And I was like, let?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
What do you think about letting? Or people kind of almost assuming like your partner should not be comfortable, I guess, with you living a life outside of them?
I would say... PDWCW.
PDWCW?
TW.
TW.
People do what they want.
Mm.
So. Okay.
Regardless.
Okay.
So.
That's the episode title.
There you go.
No, but, and that lesson came from, you know, your past teaches you a lot.
Mm.
And that came from my prior person before. Because, I mean, I thought I was doing everything right, but. At 22, girls go through a whole different phase. If you're dating somebody and they're like 21, 20, I know you're having a hard time right now. 22 is rough. Just forgive her. It's not, you know, it's a transitional stage. That's my theory. And I've seen a lot of people at that age just like go weird.
I'm trying to think of 22, Joe. Yeah,
okay. So, but it was like, I thought I was doing everything right, but they had a different plan for their life at the moment and what they wanted to experience and what they wanted to go through. And they did what they did, right? And that's when I realized that people are going to do whatever they want, no matter what you're doing. So you might as well just whatever control you think.
Yeah.
Bro, let it go, man. Yeah. Like, so when people say, like, so like for a perfect example, before I left the house, she told me a calendar of, oh, you're doing this just aligns calendars. If you put anything on my calendar, I'll do it. It's crazy. Like I live my life by my calendar. So we have a calendar that
we're getting old. Mm-hmm. And if it's not in the calendar,
I'm not showing up.
Yep. I didn't even know you. What Tuesday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's there though, I wake up like, oh, I got to do this today. Yeah. So she goes, you know, on this 3 dates, this is what's happening. And on that day, I'm going out. I'm doing it. I'm like, all right, cool. Mental check, blah, blah, blah. And there is no like, oh, I'm trying to go X. Mm-hmm. Our conversation now is like, oh, do we have someone to watch the baby? And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't have anything that day. Oh, yeah, I'll be here. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's right.
And then the details of, oh, I'm going to be, mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. need the details. Like, mm-hmm. bye. Because mm-hmm. in my head, it's like, all right, the baby's going to go to bed at 8:30. Yep. From 8:30 to 12 o'clock, it's yummy time. I'm good. Yep. That's the one goes in my head like, whoa, there's nobody. Yes. I could sit there, no one to tell me anything to do. Yes. It's like free time for me. The only thing I'm going to ask is, when are you coming back?
Yes.
Okay, so now I only have free time between now and then. Yep. It's not, oh, you
out there. But not when you coming back because I need you to be back.
Mm-hmm. No.
How much free time do I have?
Yes, because if you say, oh, I'll be back like 2 in the morning. Oh, I could watch this movie. I could watch that movie.
I could play this game.
I could play my game. I could be on the phone with my friends. Like, it's a whole party.
Yep.
And there's a lot of guys that think that.
Yep.
People think like, oh, we're doing all this. No, sometimes that's a quiet time for us. Yes. Also, it's like, I'm going to put Sai to bed earlier than he normally goes to bed. Because
Sai is like, the sun is still out, Dad.
Nah, you got to go, buddy. Like, no, this that is just time. So there is, so that, that's where I built the whole, there's no let. Because people are going to do what they're going to do. You cannot stop it. Mm-hmm. If you think like, oh, don't let her go because she's going to do this outside. And if she goes on that trip, and that, bro, it could be the next door neighbor to you, man. Yeah. Like, that comes and says hi to you. Or you can't stop any of that. Mm-hmm. So once I realized that and then I learned that lesson the hard way, it was easy sailing. Mentality for me is like, I don't have anything to lose because I'm not doing anything wrong. So, and I didn't do anything wrong before that.
Yeah.
And that happened. So it's like, 1 + 1 = 2. So stop thinking it's always going to add up that way. So just be free. Like, and if they're free and they're able to go out, enjoy themselves, there's more things that comes to a relationship. Right, because you guys are now like collaborating on that level. There's, it's not, oh, I can't go out because my man. Or could you tell this story for me and tell?
No, that's crazy.
It's not worth
it. Wait, like lie?
Yeah. No, people do that. Like,
people do that.
Yeah, people make things up.
Oh,
I was at your house. Don't tell you was at my house.
Yeah. That's very, very.
So so when the let happened, I was like, no. But then I had to ask the couple, like, what do you mean by let? Like, how do y'all operate in your household? And they said their story at that time, and I was like, oh no, I don't. If I say I'm going somewhere, I mean, it's not last minute either. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a well planned. Oh, we're going here, or we're going. I mean, something's come up last minute. Like, oh, my friend just told me that we're going out. We good? Like, all right, I'll see you later. I'll be back at this time. And sometimes like, oh well, I was thinking of doing this, then it's like, oh well, I'm canceling that plan, on vice versa. But there's no in my relationship, there's no letting. It's everybody live, you know, have your life, live your life. You know, the individual has to grow.
Yeah.
The individual has to grow. And if you don't trust the individual to grow, then
they're gonna resentment.
Yeah. That's exactly the word that kept coming into my mind. And I think that is something that I've thought about a lot, which I think really does speak a lot to my relationship. It's similar, you know.
Do you let him go out?
We don't do that.
Yeah, don't let.
I feel like even if I tried that, he'd be like, what? Like, it wouldn't even.
You lucky I let you go out today with your little friend. Yeah,
he's not. That's not.
It's not your child.
But also, I think for me, though, my experience, again, goes back to my childhood because I grew up in a house where my dad went out.
Yeah. Right.
And my mom went out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So to me, it was normal for people to go out separately. Mm-hmm.
Have friends.
And then also have family time, too. So for me, you know, that wasn't even something that I could consider. And actually, when I speak to people who have the let dynamic, it tenses me up. Like, it drives me nuts. Because number one, I'm a Sag. So I don't like to be told what to do.
Oh, okay.
I am a freedom loving Sag. I don't like, even if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
So, you know, but to me, I think something that my partner and I talk about a lot is it really just comes down to respect. Like, forget everything else. Like, it's the fact that I respect you enough to understand that I respect and I truly love you enough to understand that I have to love all of you.
Right.
So that means the part of you that likes to go out and, you know, drink and be on the street and be outside. Like, that's part of, you know, you don't only get the person that's sitting next to you every day and like talking to you about your life goals and all. It's all, it's the whole thing. And it doesn't mean that we don't have work to do.
Right.
But you got to take the whole person, you know?
I think there's also a balance in like, now, I'm not outside every weekend, right? She might say a different story. But if you're like, again, if you're like outside, you're not doing, taking care of what needs to happen in the home, now that's a different story, right? That's a different story. You might need to be let out like a dog sometimes.
That's right.
But if you, if everything is balanced, you're taking up your equal share, and I'm the kind of person that, you know, I probably can't be inside the house 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. Does not mean I need to, like, I mean, at this, I'm not in the club or anything like that anymore, but it's like, oh, I need to go hang out with my friend. We need to go get some wings at a bar and watch the game. Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or I just need to go to their house and we just have a social gathering. And sometimes you're coming along with them. Like that's what we're doing in some days. So, but the just like permissions of going out and all that stuff, like it's just, it was just never anything that I'm so anti it that I purposely leave my life against it. Because I just don't. Again, you can't control people, so just
I also think there's something so beautiful about having your own life outside of this person.
Yes.
It makes me really nervous when people are like, "We all we got," and it's like, "That's it." Who do you talk to about that person?
Yeah.
Like just them.
It also makes me scared when I feel like when partners act like they own each other, like that whole idea that like.
But I think that comes with that control sometimes. Is that it can be.
What do you mean own each other?
Like you know, like we're going to you know ShopRite on Friday, and we this is what we do every weekend. Where it's like not really again taking into consideration that
what does
this
that person want to do.
And.
What does she want to do? What does he want to do? What does he like? What are some of his hobbies? What are his friends? What does he do when he's with his friends? What do they talk about?
Yeah.
I just feel like, and I don't know if that has been formative in my journey, but like I have to be able to be a standalone person.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need a partner that can be a standalone.
Please don't want to be up under me all the time.
Yeah.
I just...
Give me a reason to miss you a little bit.
Yeah. I'm nervous about... For real getting in a relationship, because I'm like, oh man, I gotta like entertain somebody. I really like quiet. The other day I came home from work, I think it was the day before the last day of school, the last day the kids had school, and I came home and I sat for hours and I was like, oh my God, the TV's not even on. Yeah. I was just reading a book and I couldn't imagine someone being like, and now I gotta be up on top of you all the time because I can't let you out of my sight because you got to be up under me. Because if you're not up under me, then I think you're doing something wrong. Whoa, you got
to
go.
Or not even that. To me, it's even the idea of like, we have to go to Kinko's. Kinko's doesn't exist.
What?
I just showed my age.
Yeah, you did.
We got to get a new Xerox machine.
It's like, no, we don't need to go. You can ask me. You can say, babe,
person.
I need to go. Do
Would you like to come? Yeah.
That's different, but I hate that.
I used to be like, we're going here because this is what, like, my friends are having a thing, so we're going. And, like, I found out later that that wasn't always liked. So I know that I won't do that moving forward. Unless that person wants to always, but also I want to have fun with my friends without my friends.
I think with me, with that, with especially your friends are having things, like, again, I was always the, with my guy friends, like, I would show up with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be like, oh, all guys I know we're hanging out. Yeah, come hang out with us. Because again,
did that cause problems with your friends?
No, because I would tell them.
I don't like when the girl brings the guy to the girls' night.
Do not bring your boyfriend
Why
to the girls'
Why is your boyfriend
night?
At the girls' night?
It's, but it's, I hate for us.
Oh, my God. Why are you here?
No, but
Yemi's here again.
Y'all make it sound bad. It was not that bad. It was like, okay, we're going out, and I know that, let's say we're going to... let's say we're going to a bar to watch a game or something like that, and the Knicks are playing. And it's like, oh, well, I want to see her too because we're dating at that point.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to be here with
them. Do you mention it to your friends first?
if it's nine of us going, maybe two of them know that she's coming. And the rest of the seven will be surprised.
All right.
So, you know, but again, like, that's who, these are the people I wanted to hang out with that day. So it's selfish, but I like hanging out with her. I like hanging out with y'all. This is where I'm at today. Okay. But she's not all, but also they get, that's also how they all get to know each other a little bit, right? It's a social circle now. It's not just a, like, you see how they interact with each other. Like, you know, she gets to see the people I hang out with when she's not there.
Like, in their natural habitat,
which is important because now she knows, oh, that's what y'all do. Like, this is what happened. Because again, people are going to be, after a while, it's like, they won't even realize she's there. And people are going to do what they're going to do anyway.
She's also a sports girl. So.
No, she doesn't even watch sports like that. Oh. She played it, but she doesn't. No, somebody tried to bag her with that and it didn't work out for them. Yeah, they were like, oh, and she's like, yeah, no, I don't watch basketball like that.
I'm a player.
I played out of necessity, but no, I'm not trying to sit there and go on a date and do that. So lucky me then. I didn't try that. So, yeah, but like trips and things of that nature.
Yeah, you still go on trips. And it's not, I feel like, I mean, you know, obviously, I don't know what's going on in your house 24/7.
Yeah.
But you've never been like, oh, guys, Chris is not talking to me because I said I'm going to Vegas.
No, that's not. No. But what does happen is, let's say we are going to Vegas, right? And we start planning it in, let's say we're going to Vegas next year, which we're not. Mm-hmm. There's no plan of going to Vegas right now as of this episode. Yes. But if we were, it's whatever month this is, we would start planning in maybe October, right? So I would know from October I'm going to Vegas in June. Mm-hmm. All the guys would know. It's like, okay, get your household together, whatever you know.
We're going to Vegas. Everybody knows who's
Everybody knows where they're going. So by November, I'm like, oh, Chris, we're going to Vegas in June. Mm-hmm. It's ample enough time. It's already out there. It's on the calendar. It's there. What happens the weekend I'm going, as I'm going to get a pedicure, I'm going to get my nails done, I'm getting my hair cut. It's like, oh, you going to Vegas? I'm like, we had this conversation many months. She's like, and then I'm packing my bag. I got to put my clothes together.
Yep. Is that you?
Yep, same.
But now I got to pack my bag. I don't like, but now I'm not like boasting like, oh, here's my new op. No,
yeah,
it's like,
nah. You got to be
real quiet, like, real humble.
Good shit at the bottom.
Yeah, you got to be real humble. Real humble as you pack.
Yes, as you unpack a room.
You gotta be like, I don't even know that I want to go no more.
I don't even feel like going no more. True. Yo, no bullshit. I'll stay home.
If I thought I was going to get my money back, I wouldn't even go.
You got to be real. You can't be like, I'm going to make. No, you got to
be. You can't be on the phone like, God.
Mind you, you texting your friends all the gyms like, I'm mad excited. And you at home like,
you got to be.
That flight is crazy. I don't even want to get on the plane, yo.
Soon as I get in that Uber, though.
But we're
talking the whole time I'm there, FaceTime, conversation. So it doesn't matter, even when I travel for work, like it's the same thing. Like, yeah, but if you out there, but I have some friends that, one of my friends, and he would do something like this. 2 days before, he was like, he told his girl at that time, they're not together anymore, that, oh, I'm going to Vegas with the guy.
2 days before.
What?
So he gets there like, oh, she's mad at me. And we're like, well, what happened? We're like, unpack it. He's like, oh, no, I told her. I'm like, when'd you tell her? And we're like, you're bugging. So that's another thing. Like, we hold each other accountable. Like, yeah, you're bugging. You're wild. That's your fault. We all, like, cleared everything in the house, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes we show up and he's like, oh, nah, my wife or my girlfriend is upset I'm on this trip. But, you know, it could have been something else that they argued about in the house, right? But like, you know, maybe you had an argument and he's like, but I'm here now, we're gonna have a good time. When I get home, I'll solve it. So I was in the trip.
I hate fighting with a nigga and then he go on vacation. Like, what? I gotta pause my anger?
No. The thing is, it's so hard to stay mad. That's my thing. It's like, if I'm mad, like, let's just finish the mess.
Because it's gonna be going.
Let's just do this fight right now because I don't want to have to remember to be mad at you in 4 days when you come home. Because I'm not. And now I look weak because I'm supposed to be mad.
Now I look weak. Because I got to stand up to
you. Yeah. I
got to
stand up to you.
No.
And I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's been 4 days.
No, I've had, oh, man, this yeah, I've had another friend that his ex-girlfriend at the time, these are all 10, 15 years old stories, that she was so mad at him, like the whole trip, like they were arguing. Like we were on a vacation somewhere.
So much energy.
But they, young love, like this is. And we were like, yo, we're ready to go. Oh, my first time in New Orleans. And now that I say that, if you watched it, you know I'm talking about you. My first time in New Orleans. And they, like, it was just the three of us. And he would be in the car the whole time just arguing. Like, the vibes was just off because his energy was down. And he's
lively guy.
Lively person. Yeah. And one time we went out, we were on Bourbon Street, and he just stayed in the car the whole time. And we were gone for like God. 3 and a, and they were just on the phone back. Yeah, like.
Oh, no. I know somebody who used to do that to their now ex-husband.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then when they got divorced, was like, I don't understand why he left me. And I'm like, because you are annoying.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't have to be.
Over.
I'm so glad we're out of our 20s and like early 30s. Like, I feel like we're so much more mature.
Yes.
A lot of our relationships were pretty unhealthy.
They were bad.
Yeah, so
you gotta go through the bad to get to the good.
That's true.
Yes, or you can learn from somebody else's bad, and then you cannot make those mistakes. People who are watching this, who might be.
One of my favorite quotes is "living vicariously through others."
Yes.
I believe in that.
Yes.
Like I love when people tell me their stories, their experiences, because I know what to do and what not to do.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes, especially as a therapist, sometimes I get caught in the like. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I think it's a bad idea because my experience with that was a bad idea. But some people have to live their lives. Some people, I think you can like intervene and be, you know, as my job as a therapist is like to unpack it before you go do it. But
I think that this is a good time to also ask Yummy a question for the women.
Okay.
Because we wanted to hear your perspective, right? I think that it's such a special time to have a man on the on the couch with us and talking. And
you're
so
nervous.
I wonder if
I am.
Any,
you see me, right?
No, this is light. Yeah, you're like, you got this.
It's light. Okay.
Like the wall is here.
Yeah, no, thank God.
Are there any like notes or like pieces of advice that you would give to women who either are dating and are hoping to move into serious relationships, whether they're marriage or committed relationships? And are maybe, you know, having a little bit of a hard time meeting that guy.
Meeting the guy.
Yeah.
Meeting and maintaining, because I know that we're looking.
Meeting is one, and then maintaining would be the other.
I think meeting the guy. So I have, from a guy's perspective, I've been out the game for a long time, so. But I have one friend that's in the game right now. Mm-hmm. And so he keeps me abreast of what's going on. But so this is going to be some things that he's told me. Because he always says like, yo, man, y'all stay with your women, man. Stay, because they are nuts. This is
it's
not
funny
my opinion.
Because I think that men.
You're like, what they are asking for out here is.
Oh, they want you to pay a bill.
Bills. And he goes, you got a good woman, man. Stay with her. Do not become single. This is not it, because it's just very, very ridiculous based on when we grew up, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this current generation, it might be what works for them, but, you know, so on and so forth. But what I would say is at this, if you're definitely over 35, 45, getting to that, hopefully you've had life experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever list you have that you used when you were 20 and even 35, you may want to like just scrap it and throw it away and deal with the reality of where you're at now. So an example of that, and it's not about people.
So knowing your lane in dating.
You definitely
want to.
You definitely got to put your bowling shoes on and stay in your lane. you definitely have to do that. Like, because you have to know the reality. I think you should know. I don't want to speak in absolute. I think you should know the reality of your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You prior ideal goal might be, you know what? I don't want to date a man with kids, right? Or with baby mothers, right? That's fine. I don't think you should date a man with 3 baby mothers, right? But
no.
You might have to date somebody that has 1 baby mother.
Yes.
It could have been somebody that they had when they were 20, and now they've, you know, the relationship didn't work out, but they're
not
a different person.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven is aggressive. Like, you, like, at one point, he's like, you know what? I'm going to be number eight. Like,
no.
Yeah, K plus eight. Like, no, that's not. Yeah.
They're not together either.
So understand your lane.
Yeah, and the reality of where you're at. And knowing
you are too.
And then what do you bring to the table?
Yes.
Like, I think it probably was a movie, like, or something that happens. Like, oh, I keep it was a comedy stand-up, I think, that I keep attracting no good men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh no, everybody I talk to is a no good man. It was mm-hmm. like, yeah, but what is it about you that you keep attracting?
That's right.
No
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's a different word they used, but mm-hmm. ain't shit.
You can say that.
Yeah, yeah. You can say ain't shit niggas. Ain't shit niggas is okay.
I have a job.
As do I.
Alex, don't give a fuck.
See, I got him.
But so it's that.
Know your lane, know yourself.
Know yourself mm-hmm. and know, like,
the reality and of where you are, yeah. I think, is really important.
And you said something I think that earlier that was, I think, key to is, like, something about, like, leaning too hard on that. What is the word? When you are with someone, because that potential.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. Like, over-invested in potential. It's almost like, so from a guy's peel back the mm-hmm. onion a little bit, unpopular opinion.
Yes.
That's one part that I'm going to say that I completely mm-hmm. disagree with. The guy that passed away, Kevin Samuels, mm-hmm. and what he did.
Mm. Yes.
A lot of guys agree with it.
Okay.
Yes.
There are a lot of things he said that I, like, when I... Because I'm not in that position. When he came out, mm-hmm. I was already mm-hmm. married, all that stuff. That I say, oh, that makes sense. The part that does not make sense, let me just say that, is like when he starts like degrading the physical attributes of a woman.
Yes.
I think that's when he always crosses mm-hmm. line, goes overboard. You don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. But everything else, like, oh, they were calling like, oh, I want a guy, a high value man.
Mm-hmm.
Make six figures, all this stuff. And then he goes, okay, yeah, that's fine. What do you do?
That's right.
And then they sit, and I was just like,
exactly.
And I go back and I'm like, okay, my friends, I know the kind of friends I have mm-hmm. and what I consider them high value. I'm like, my friends would not date her.
Mm-hmm.
They might go out with her one night for just that, mm-hmm. but they won't date her. So mm-hmm. when you know your own circle won't date, that's the reality. But mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. will go, oh no, why would they say? That's how men think.
Yep. Yeah.
That's really how we process mm-hmm. information.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always act on that, but viscerally, that's mm-hmm. how we start.
Yeah.
And then we start peeling back the layout
yeah.
because we're simple. We go that's generic right. first and then we get intricate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you understand that, it's like, you got to know who you are, where you bring it. If you have
that's
like
right.
terrible credit and that's all right. that, like, you just got to relax. You mm-hmm. can't say like, oh no, he needs to be a CEO of a company.
That's right.
What are you a CEO of what?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Like mm-hmm. how, like, okay, he gets with you then. How are you going to mm-hmm. maintain? You said keep him.
Yeah, right. Maintain.
That's right.
How are you going to keep them?
I think this is a really important conversation because I think that the lane thing is one thing, and we've been talking about that a lot. Mm-hmm. But we were also talking about that piece of work. I think Zany was talking about mm-hmm. it too, how like there's a point where you have to step back
mm-hmm.
and reflect. Where am mm-hmm. I? Mm-hmm. What am I working towards? Mm-hmm. And what does the road ahead look like?
Right.
There is a level of ownership in that process over like yourself
absolutely.
And what you're bringing that gets skipped
mm-hmm.
yep.
often.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really love that you brought that
yeah.
up. And it's good to hear that men are thinking about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Cause that's like meaty and that's substantial mm-hmm. when choosing a partner.
No, one of my,
men are deeper than we thought.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, you are, but like, no.
Yeah, I might really think that like, but we're simple. We're simple,
I've heard that.
We don't need a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the things we need sometimes get viewed out, oh, I'm not doing that. But it's like, no, you do those basic things. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you got it.
You're unlocking, yeah, you got the key to the code. You're going to have them sprung, doing whatever you want. No, but one of the conversations in the group chat is like, I think it started from a social media thing that mm-hmm. take a girl to Applebee's. And it's like,
oh.
And it's like, they don't want to go to Cheesecake Applebee's. And it's like, I mean, at my age, I'm not going to Applebee's
yes.
anymore. But there
are... Cheesecake, yeah.
I could go to Cheesecake.
I'll go to Cheesecake. I'll take my wife to Cheesecake. If we're not in New York.
Interesting. I'm not going to Applebee's.
I'm not going to Applebee's.
I'm not going to Applebee's. I'll go to Cheesecake.
I might go to Red Lobster and get some biscuits.
I'll definitely go to
Red Lobster. I heard they're closing. They are.
I went there with my goddaughter. That was the last time I was there.
The one in New York is closed.
The one in Bartow Avenue? Yeah, I think that's closed. That was the last one I went to. And I definitely got a lot of biscuits there.
You said I got a lot of biscuits.
The ultimate feast, though, is it's not good food.
No, it's not.
It's not. And it's not. When I got old and I was like...
Yeah, it's not.
But people down those things, but you could go to other places that's mm-hmm. like same price economically mm-hmm. and it's better. You don't have to go to a chain, but mm-hmm. girls were like, oh, I'm not going to mm-hmm. Applebee's with you.
Girl. But let me say this. I also think there's a difference. Like, I will go to Applebee's with my partner now because we mm-hmm. are two adults in a relationship. Yeah. Do we like Applebee's? No. But, like, let's just say Applebee's was good and it's a chain.
Yes.
We could go anywhere.
Right,
because we
right.
are two adults in a long-term...
So let's say you were single.
Okay.
And go. You just, you know, mm-hmm. you had a bar. You had, yeah, I like Mexican food and margarita. So let's say mm-hmm. you met the guy okay. at the margarita place, yes. whatever, El Taco Loco, whatever, okay. one of the place. And then he's like, you're like, oh yeah, he's cute. I'm giving my number. He's like, okay. yeah, cool. So that, mind you, the bill there's same price, mm-hmm. economic. And then he goes, oh, Alex, I would love to take you out again. Let's go bowling, and then we'll probably go to Outback and get a steak. Mm-hmm. Look at your face. Your whole face just changed. We can't go to Outback on that first date.
I think I would say. I really want to go out with you. I think that's great. I'm looking forward to bowling. Let me choose the restaurant.
Are you expecting to pay if you're choosing a restaurant?
I can pay. Okay. I probably will look at him funny if I pay, but I'm never going somewhere that I can't pay. I'm going to pay.
But hold up. So why would you look at him funny based on the decisions you made?
Because I just feel if it's the first date... And you made a suggestion. By you making that suggestion,
yes.
in my mind, I'm like, maybe you need help. Let me show you where to go.
That's you automatically. See, there you go. Controlling.
Controlling. I'm helping you.
I didn't ask for your help.
Okay. Well.
Well, what? Like, that's an itch.
If it's me, uh-huh. I would say, I would definitely express that I'm looking forward to the date and I want to go. And you know what? Since you choose the bowling, I'll choose the restaurant. If it means I got to pay, then I'll fine. I'll pay.
No,
but he's better not going be good on a company. Second
date. No,
we'll go. But he be, that better
would
be
you go
a
on
good
a second date.
Yeah.
No, okay. But what so, if the reason?
But it has to be a good date.
But like, what if the reason he chose Outback is because he might own the Outback or like it's one of the places that
I'll find out later.
But you wouldn't want to go there?
We probably will go.
But okay,
on
so
that
you will go.
Particular date, yeah. I would just navigate in a different direction. I would just
that
say...
That is controlling, though.
Yeah.
You're taking over.
You, like, so the... Okay, so...
I'm not saying go to Outback. No, hold on.
But it all starts like with, you know, bread. Nowadays,
are
right?
Are we in New York City and you want to go to Outback?
Hold on.
The bread is popping.
If we're in the Burbs, then yes, we're going to Outback. But if we're in New York City...
We're not
going to
knock the Bronx. No. We're mad. The one on 23rd Street.
No, I'm not doing that. No, we live in New York City. There's so many
Avenue.
Great places we could go that are cheaper.
No, it's but let's
and
say
nicer.
Let's say it's not about the money, but he really like the Blooming Onion. I think I will
take you somewhere that you could get a Blooming Onion.
See now you pivoted everything I'm doing. First, so on social media, it's
this is her spice.
Yeah, that's we're gonna get it. It took us a little while, but we're gonna get there. But let's say he wants to. Okay, so the thing is, oh, a man should have a plan. Even when he asks me out, I just gave you a plan. He gave and what
she said, "Fuck your plan."
Yes.
No, I did it.
But okay. So now he let's say he goes. You know what, Alex? I think you know we currently live here. I would love to move into this neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I think this would be great for us. Oh yeah. We can get a house, but we're gonna get a house here.
No. That's not me.
No.
Not for something like that. If it's, babe, you know, we're ready to move into this neighborhood. I've been looking. This is what I think is a good fit for us. Boom, boom, boom. If it's something that makes sense,
mm-hmm. okay,
then I am open to being a part of that process. I'm not going to lie to you. If you've made this decision and you haven't even brought me in yeah. to be a partner in the conversation, I'm a little concerned, but let's see it. Let me see what it is.
Okay, so the house is too big. Of
the
decision.
The Outback is
more like, I don't think you should change his, like, I think you just
so
gotta...
I saw this thing one time and a guy was like, he told a girl they were going to Outback or something. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I'm not going to Outback.
I would
and
never
he was
say
like,
that.
I actually was going to take you somewhere else. I just wanted to see what you was going to say.
But that's what, so guys do that now
and
with,
then
to
guess
fill
what?
Them
and
out.
And if you do that to me, I'm turned off and now I don't want to go out with you because I don't like playing games. Because you got a problem. Why do you think you need to do that? We're here, we're having a good time.
Hold on. No, it's not necessarily he has a problem. Like, so you don't know what his history, because you had just met, right? So now he wants to understand
he's the kind of traumas on you.
Then you need to go figure it out.
It's not his trauma.
Because if you have and a checklist. I sit and we have a conversation and an exchange, and you buy me a drink, I buy you a drink.
You know that you're not an outback girl off the rip.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Also that, but really what I'm trying to say is if you haven't developed that piece yet where you can have a meaningful exchange with someone and say, oh, this is a woman who likes me and wants to spend time with me. She doesn't, she's not a, whatever the term is now. She's not trying to take advantage of me or whatever. If you can't figure that out yet, I'm not the woman for you. That's fine.
Right.
We could be friends.
Yeah.
You go and you figure that friends. Out. Or not.
You can't.
But like, go figure it out and move on. But I don't do that. Like, don't say, oh, I was going to take you to
Le
Cirque and now I'm taking, but I said Red Lobster. No, like, I don't do that.
I'm not doing that. I think instantly responding with that is playing games. But in his mindset, he now knows, oh, okay. This, like, that checkbox of how do I know I want to be, like, that's automatically going off. Like, oh, okay. I see how, like, I suggested this. She shifted to that. And if he does it again, now it's a pattern. Like, oh, I said this. She shifted to that. Now you could have a conversation. Like, hey, why do you keep changing it? You just think everywhere I pick is whack? Like, I like eating there. I'm a simple person. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah.
I would say that's fine that you're a simple person.
Just too simple.
But sometimes these are the things that I like. And sometimes we'll go to your things. And sometimes we'll go to my things.
But we just can't go to my thing on the first date.
However you want to read that, it's fine.
However I want to read that.
But I'm saying that once we get established and, whatever, we could go to Applebee's, baby. We're in love. But right now, when we're setting the tone,
we can get the 2 for 20.
Let me show you some places that I like.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nothing is breaking the bank. These are all chill, fun places.
I'm showing someone how to date you.
I'm showing you how to date me.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So, so can a guy show you how to date him?
Yeah.
Okay. But what if I wanted to show you how to date me on the first date?
And are we going to Applebee's?
Yes. That's how you date me. That's where we're going. See, this is an example of ignoring the man.
What if we just end up at Applebee's randomly? Let's say we're out. We had a great night. We were bowling. We had drinks. The only thing that's open right now is Applebee's. And then I will happily go and sit at Applebee's.
You know what? So that's exactly how the conversation ended in a group chat. Like, if that's the last thing that's open and there's nothing else going on. Fine.
See?
We could go.
I don't think anybody ever really wants to go to Applebee's.
No.
Some people do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Applebee's.
Shout out to Applebee's.
I'm right here with the guys in the group chat.
Alex is like, add me to the group chat.
Add me to the group chat. Maybe I'll need a female perspective.
No.
A spicy Haitian female.
We all get a lot of perspective at home. As soon as we get off the phone, there's a perspective waiting for us.
No.
Well, thank you, Yemi.
Yes.
Thanks, Yemi.
I feel like I learned a lot. I hope people learned a lot.
Yes.
Don't go to Applebee's or go. It doesn't matter because people going to do what you
want. People going to do what they want.
Yeah.
Every time. No matter what.
Okay. Thank you. Any last?
I don't know if I got, I feel like
we sprinkled
you
through.
Did just sprinkle through.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I have any last parting things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having
me. Being a guest.
Yes. This was nice. This is good
space. We got to do this again.
We could definitely do it again. Yes. I would love to come.
So now you can tell the guys in the group chat, it wasn't scary. We didn't eat you or like throw you in the trash.
I mean, when they might have a conversation with me, I feel like, yo, there might be some feedback that I get like, hey, listen, you should have said this then. You should have said that. I ain't like how, we'll see how it works.
We're open to feedback. Yeah,
I'm talking about me. Like, how did I represent us?
Like, they're gonna be like, you should have said.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, at that point, you should have just hit it with that.
You guys just come, come and be a guest.
Just join.
We're easy.
Yeah, just gotta be brave and courageous.
We're spicy and courageous.
Alex
women.
Is spicy. This is the spicy Alex right here. That's the Alex I know. So I don't know what she was doing on the other episodes, but when we talk, this is where we get to.
She was trying to ease the people. Yeah.
No.
There have been sprinkles of spice throughout.
Yes. But I enjoyed myself, though. Thank you for having me. Thanks for coming, Yemi.
Thanks for coming. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at Courageous Exchanges. You are subscribed. Like, comment, share, all the things. And
Instagram at Courageous Exchanges.
Yes. And if you need to email us, it's courageousexchanges@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for being here. Remember to live a courageous and authentic life. Bye-bye.
I looked at the time. I was like, it's 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
No.